wetland restoration. Above this interpretive stop marker are two tactile models that explore the restoration work that has occurred at this site. On the left is a model of a bird's eye view of Tidmarsh as it would have looked like when the waterways were dammed for cranberry farming. The model on the right features this same area after the dams were removed. You can both feel and see the differences within each model. What specifically do you notice when you compare the two? You may notice the stream's ability to flow improved after the dam was removed and the surrounding area changed. Take a few moments to think about these different types of waterways. Why would it help the ecosystem to have restored flowing streams rather than artificial bodies of water created by dams? Wetlands are valuable to plants and wildlife as homes, refuges, places to find food, and nurseries to raise young. We also rely on wetlands for water filtration, storm surge protection, economic and recreational resources, and cultural and artistic inspiration. The wetlands within Tidmarsh lost their natural function when they were altered to create cranberry bogs. As the streams and bodies of water were dammed, filled with sand, and then altered with chemicals to protect the harvest, these important ecological resources could not function naturally. On the tactile models, you can see the magnitude of change after the dams were removed. Wetlands are natural sponges that absorb water. This is especially important during storms and high-volume water events. When a wetland is altered, it no longer functions in essential ways that keep our communities safe and local habitats healthy. To continue, follow the rope guide on your left for 175 feet to reach the next spherical marker. Again, as with previous interpretive stops, there are some multi-use seating areas along the way, located on the opposite side of the trail, marked by a cube-shaped bead. As you near the next interpretive stop, the trail will have a steeper decline.